Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Either way, I needed a little bit of help last night. I played pedal. 9 o'clock last night, definitely the oldest person out there. Most other people my age were in bed watching something on Netflix. No, probably BritBox. But there I was trying to be all young and playing pedal from 9 to 10 last night. And I thought of Dr. Brad Gelbart because I thought if he could just use one of those containers that they've still got on site there and open like a little sort of pop-up consultation area, that would be very, very helpful. Brad Gelbart, he's a healthcare practitioner. He specializes as an orthopedic surgeon. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Howard. Great to be with you. How are you doing?
Well, I played pedal last night. I'm a little tender, as they say in some of the songs. But so this is what I want to know. Is business booming because for orthopedic surgeons because of pedal?
Well, Howard, I didn't know much about pedal until a few people started rocking up in my room and playing the sport, which I didn't even know how to spell.
Yes, I still don't.
Pedal.
Yes.
Over the last 2 months, regularly, probably one a day, somebody's walked into my rooms and mentioned the word pedal.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And what is there consistency with injuries that you're seeing?
So, Howard, what's amazing is that the sport's taken off so fast that most of us, middle-aged human beings with pre-existing injuries, have decided that this is our new craze and we are going to go and play it without thinking, just getting up and doing it. And so, yes, all the old injuries that we had from when we were young, those soft injuries, rugby injuries, those old creaky knees, all playing up and letting us know where we come from.
So in other words, what happens is your vulnerabilities actually become the problem. It isn't that you're seeing specifically wrist or something that is particular to paddle or pedal. It is what you're seeing is people's injuries that have been exacerbated or brought back because of the sport.
So there's two types of things we've seen. First of all are the overuse type injuries of old injuries that come back. And then there's the weekend warrior type of injury where we decide we're going to go chase that ball down, the one that's just out of reach that we could have got to
a
few years ago. You know, as we get older, our tendons become a bit stiffer, our muscles become a bit tighter, and I use the analogy of a toilet roll. You know, when you put it slowly, you can pull the whole roll. But when you pull it quickly, it tears quickly. And when you go for that ride, just remember that toilet roll and your tendons going snap. And so we see lots of tendon injuries, Achilles tendons, adductor tendons, and people ending up on the surgery table having their tendons fixed.
Wow. So what is the thing to do? I mean, because it's not in of itself a very, I mean, it is strenuous depending on how seriously you take it. I've never been a sports person in my life, so the chance of me getting injured probably isn't that great just simply because I'm too non-competitive and lazy, which is a quite a healthy combination, I'd imagine, on a paddle court. But for somebody else, what is the advice that you would give them as they're getting into the sport?
So the advice is don't stop. Sport is great.
Yeah.
Paddle's a phenomenal sport. It's great to get out there. I'm a bit concerned with you playing late at night in winter. Dr. Marburg might be keep on doing that. But actually getting out, being active is a great thing. Paddle's a phenomenal sport. It allows everybody to do it. And I suppose my message to you today is don't stop. Just let's be wise about what we do. Let's go and play it safely. Let's avoid injuries so we can play for many, many more years. And there's some simple things that we can do. I know that the model of paddle is you get there, you've got your time on the court. Everyone wants to maximize and play as much as they can. So maybe get there 5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes earlier. Mm. Warm up, do a little jog, take your time, get the muscles loose, get the tendons loose, get your body ready to play. Play, enjoy it, start slowly, warm up, And once you're warm, you have a great game. And when you're finished, take time, stretch the muscles, and let your body cool down appropriately so that you don't tighten up again.
Right. Right, and yeah, so, and don't go for the shots that you would have 10 years ago if you can't.
You might not be able to get there today, but we have Comrades Marathon coming up this week, and as you and I know, just to run on Comrades off the bat is not a good thing. But there are many of our peers and older guys, who are running Comrades because they started slowly and they built up. And paddle's no different. If you just start slowly, get used to it, start building up your abilities, what you can stretch for, over time you'll become more adept at playing and certainly more supple, I would hope.
Yeah.
That you can chase them.
So Henry says, Howard, the hypochondriac now worrying about orthopedic surgery. Of course I do, Henry. It kept me awake most of last night. And Marco says, best sport for doctors and specialists surely has to be CrossFit. So here we go. Does this, are you seeing as many paddle injuries as you saw when CrossFit started?
It's an amazing analogy that Marco's put out there, because CrossFit people, I find, are some of the most determined, focused, competitive people you'll meet. I apologize to all the CrossFitters out there, but they really are, because when people come to my rooms, it's not how many months can I take off, it's how many minutes can I take off from CrossFit. But I'm finding paddle's no different, actually.
Right.
And the paddle guys are giving the CrossFitters a run for their money, but in a different league. So, yes, it's definitely, paddle is a craze. People love it. And I want to encourage as many people as possible to get involved.
So I think that's important. Active. I think that is an important message because, and I'm sure he's not saying it just because he needs the business. I would imagine that he's pretty busy without paddle. But the message is an important one, is don't stop. Don't think, don't take away from this that it's a dangerous sport and because there are injuries from it that you shouldn't be doing it. You should be getting up there. You should be doing this, but just try and be a little bit more cautious. Warm up, get there a little bit earlier. Stretch and cool down afterwards. Build up your strength like you would build up your muscle memory, I guess, and your ability in any sport. Any sport that we start anew puts a different strain on our body, surely.
Absolutely. And paddle's not good business for me, so I really don't want all the business.
Mm-hmm.
I just want people out there safely enjoying it and not bothering me every Shabbos and saying my ankle's sore and I pulled a football string and I did this and did that.
Absolutely.
I just want everyone to go out there and enjoy it and have a great time with their mates.
Dr. Brad Gilbert, healthcare practitioner specializing as an orthopedic surgeon.